today. If you want to go into Mukazi Dome, lifestyle 100% dead and ass for all 91.3 entire
FM. The Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your morning.
Power FM. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkadwe, Livingstone, and Taco Bell News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition UPPZ leader Charles Sanga has described 100,000 Kwacha presidential nomination fee as fair. 50 megawatt Mawumba solar plants ready for commissioning. In international news, South Sudan to hold elections in December, fighting rages on. And in sports news, Kanyemba warns against complacency in today's clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I'm Jeff Wanji. With only 112 days remaining before Zambia goes to the polls, more political parties are expressing interest in participating in the upcoming general elections. Yesterday, United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, Charles Chanda, announced that he had paid the presidential nomination fee of 100,000 kwacha, confirming his party's participation. Mr. Chanda described the nomination fee as fair and criticized presidential aspirants who cannot afford it, suggesting they should focus on other activities such as farming instead of politics. He emphasized that politics is a serious business that requires serious commitment. Meanwhile, Mr. Chanda stated that he's open to discussions on alliances, but insisted that alliances should not be formed merely to punish individuals. He noted that UPPZ has never been invited to join any alliance, which allowed the party to remain independent and principled. Government, through the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, has clarified concerns surrounding the removal of some beneficiaries from the social cash transfer program, explaining that the changes are part of an established and transparent system aimed at supporting the most vulnerable households. According to the Ministry's Principal Public Relations Officer, Glenda Nachinga, the process of selecting and maintaining beneficiaries follows a structured framework that relies on multiple verification stages rather than arbitrary decisions. Ms. Nachinga indicated that socio-economic assessments are conducted to evaluate the current needs of households, while community validation mechanisms are used to strengthen accountability and ensure that local perspectives are considered. In addition, periodic reviews, which are carried out to keep beneficiary records up to date as households' conditions evolve over time. Said the ministry outlined several reasons why some households may be removed from the program. These include cases that were duplicate registrations and identified within the same households, as well as situations where changes in economic or social circumstances affect eligibility. Beneficiaries may also be discontinued if they fail to meet the program's criteria during routine reassessment. In some instances, removal occurs following the death of a qualifying household member when no other eligible individual remains in the home.
We have noted public concerns from some members of the public regarding the removal of some beneficiaries from the social cash transfer program. But we'd like to assure members of the public that the social cash transfer operates in a clear, transparent, and well-established environment and procedures that govern the implementation of this exercise. So we'd like to assure members of the public that the inclusion and the removal of beneficiaries from the caseload follows structured processes, which include socioeconomic assessment, community validation, as well as periodic reviews, and does not just happen randomly. And so the ministry would like to assure members of the public that we remain committed to ensuring that the implementation of the social cash transfer and all other social protection programs by the ministry is done in a transparent manner.
The final works of the 50-megawatt Maumba solar plant, also known as Manza Solar Project, have been completed ahead of its official commissioning scheduled for Thursday, April 23, 2026, by President Hara in the HMA. Located in Maumba Chiefdom of Manza District, Wafula Province, the plant was built at a cost of approximately $48 million, and it is wholly owned project of the National Power Utility Company, ZESCO Limited. Once commissioned, the plant will supplement the power supply in the district, helping to alleviate electricity challenges in the area. Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Simwambwa has lauded the Zambian government's performance over the last 4.5 years, highlighting significant strides in education, poverty reduction, and agricultural self-sufficiency. Speaking to Power FM, to the People Program, Mr. Simwambwa emphasized that the administration began its term with a clear, ambitious vision to tackle poverty through systematic reform. He identified education as the primary vehicle for socio-economic transformation, noting that growth is now moving to codify its re-education policy into law to ensure long-term stability and access to all Zambians. The district commissioner pointed to a dramatic shift in Zambia's agricultural sector, stating that the country has transitioned into a net exporter of fertilizer and seeds. He further noted that the nation currently enjoys an abundance of grain, a result he attributes to strategic investments in the sector. Mr. Simwambwa expressed confidence in the remainder of the president's term, suggesting that the foundation laid thus far will lead to even greater achievements. The district commissioner urged citizens to appreciate the progress made from a challenging starting point, reaffirming the government's commitment to uplifting the lives of all Zambians.
So just appreciate the Zambians so far. Got to have Makuta. We started with a lot of challenges. We were very ambitious to say we needed to drop the poverty levels. The fastest way of ending poverty is through education. Education for all. We are now putting that free education into law. Zambia is a net exporter of fertilizer. Zambia is a net exporter of seed. Today we have abundance of the grain number. President Kainde has brought earth moving equipment. President Kainde means well. We continue to work. I appeal to you that 4.5 years we have done as a government has been exciting. And we know that even in the president's last term, you do better. You can even see, even honorable members of parliament are supporting.
In international news, after years of delay, South Sudan is forced to hold elections in December despite the nation being on the brink of civil war. Experts are warning of a return to full-blown war as government forces under the president fight groups loosely aligned with the vice president. The violence has forced tens of thousands to flee their homes, with aid agencies regularly attacked and struggling to function. A peace deal in 2018 put an end to the last civil war between President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar. Under the deal, elections were supposed to take place in 2022 but were repeatedly delayed. The country's information minister insisted that the elections must be held this year. If the process goes ahead, it will mark the first national poll since the country gained independence from Sudan 15 years ago. Other requirements of the peace deal have not been fulfilled, including the unification of rival armed forces. The nation is also grappling with severe corruption and poverty. Still in international news, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Mozambican President Daniel Francisco Chapo held talks in Beijing on Tuesday. The two heads of state agreed to upgrade bilateral ties to China-Mozambique community with a shared future in the new era. During the talks, Xi said China and Mozambique have maintained mutual trust and always supported each other since the establishment of diplomatic relations, setting a fine example of China. Xi noted that China stands ready to work with Mozambique to take the implementation of outcomes of the Beijing Summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation and the 2026 China-Africa Year of People-to-People Exchanges. Xi called on the two sides to continue firmly to support each other on issues that bear on each other's core interests and major concerns, to intensify exchanges in various fields. We take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. They should be the best quarters. Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand. Christmas Magazine on your 260-961-690-486. Elevate your business. Power and what will be as a result. Number one hit station. Number one hit station. Bringing you hot out of the press news. From Lusaka, Otago, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau.